Hello, and welcome back. I forgot my adjective, dude.
Oh, you did. What did you say on the way here?
Welcome to the world's most optimistic drifting podcast.
I like that.
I am your host, Jay Money, and we have...
What, with nicknames this week?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm Austin Fay.
Adam Bergener.
Matt Mallett.
Oh man, you're a little quiet. A little quiet. More on you. Yeah, this is a little weird because we're all together.
Is this episode 5?
It's episode 6.
Episode 6.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm calling this bad boy the first trailer cast.
Hell yeah.
Even though we're not in Adam's trailer yet.
We will be soon.
Yeah. Close. If you hear weird things, ignore it.
It's just...
There's a lot of... things with four legs around here.
Yeah.
And if they get into the shot, they get into the shot. And
some might end up on the table.
I'm going to try and not have that happen.
Wait, that was the wrong sound. Oh, yeah. Today we're going to talk about drifting and stuff.
Just
you want to tell us who you are? And why you are.
Who I am.
Who and why.
Wow, that's a deep one. Where you want to start? Like, where you want to...
Probably 20% after you were born.
20%?
A good 20%.
So from like 10 on?
Yeah, that's... First off, do you guys know... You know how old I am?
You're older than me.
Yeah, we talked about this.
You're like, older than
me? I'm 41. You're older than 41.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've been around a minute.
Seen some things.
Seen some things. Done some stuff. Yeah.
You were alive when they fucking knocked down the Berlin Wall, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
I don't know why I just thought of that. Yeah, it was 89? Like 89. Yeah.
Yeah. Fall.
That's crazy.
Oh yeah.
I don't know why. What? I thought, yeah. You never knew that?
Oh, yeah. I knew. Yeah.
Okay. That's crazy.
Yeah.
The more you know.
Yeah. That happened. See? You learn something new every day.
I just got into cars probably like everybody else did, just like your friends were into cars and stuff. I rode BMX bikes before, prior.
That's how we all got into cars, I feel like, through BMX bikes or something.
So, like, that's how I met Adam, was through, like, riding bikes. But then I got into cars after high school. I didn't have a car in high school. I didn't drive. I didn't get my license until I was 20, and then I immediately got a car. And the first car was a 240.
Great first car.
Yeah. Well, I wanted a Honda. Everybody else had Hondas. Yeah, Everyone had Hondas.
Had many.
All my friends had Hondas, and I was like, I want a Honda, but Hondas were expensive back then.
Really?
Yeah. Well, that's like
dirt cheap when I got into them.
Fast and Furious time.
Oh, yeah. See, it was a little after Fast and Furious.
I don't know when Fast and Furious came out, but
leveled off. Too fast.
It was like
'01 or something.
Yeah,
it was like it was right there because that's I graduated high school and then like you know so that was in '02.
Yeah.
And then after that, so yeah, it was right there. Hondas were expensive, so I was like, this is a Nissan. I'll get this, you know? I didn't know how to drive stick. Like, I just won it, and it worked out.
Yep.
Like, there's a big, crazy hill. I bought the car, like, literally down the street from my house. Mm-hmm. It was just, I'll call it downtown from where I grew up. And, yeah, just a big, giant hill. I didn't stall it out. And then,
oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Good for you.
It went from there, you know.
First manual car I ever had was a fucking Ranger, and I stalled that bitch about 10 times on just the test drive.
Yeah, I can see how different vehicles, you know, but this one just worked out. It just was easy, and it worked.
Bone stock 240's got to be just super easy.
Bone stock coupe, it was nice for what it was. Like, I think I paid like $1,500 for it.
Fuck yeah.
It was,
even back then?
Yeah, it was nice.
Well, like
though.
You said, it was all Honda.
It was like kind of, nice.
The first Fast and Furious came out, it was all literally Honda stuff. So like the Honda craze, like Hondas went through the roof, and nobody knew what 240s were then. I mean, they did, but like no one was drifting them or anything probably yet, or they were just barely getting into them, so they were still dirt cheap.
Yeah, it was a flat. It had been painted flat black. It was originally like the champagne I believe. Then what did I do? I don't know. I didn't know what drifting was at all. No clue. Just was like, import car, you know, import. Everybody was.
I knew you were going to do that.
It was just an import car. So it was like, you know, all the import cars were like equal back then. Nobody, or at least on our level, they were.
Everyone just thought they were junk back then.
Well, kind of. Kind of like, so when I bought that car, my dad was just like, what is this piece of shit? You know,
with my old man. I had my first import.
He was just like, this is silly. But at the same time, he didn't care. It was whatever. But like, the first time he rode in it, he was like, oh, this is a little more, this has a little more than I thought it did, you know?
It's not a little commuter car.
Yeah, it wasn't just, you know, he probably thought it was like a Honda and it had a tiny four cylinder in it, but it, you know, 2.4 liters. Yeah, so like, got that, and then like, I think I just kind of started looking at things because the internet was a thing back then and forums were a thing.
Yeah,
and
the early internet's forum not a thing anymore though.
It's just all crap now, though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's like a graveyard for knowledge.
It is. Yeah.
You just go back to look something up.
Yeah, you go back to the forums.
And sadly, no one uses the internet for, like,
good.
What they should use it for, like, you know, like, looking up things and, like, becoming smart instead of people just, like, brain rot out.
AI images all over the internet.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I just started. Like there was like a couple people that like also rode bikes that were into 240s, and then I like that's kind of how we got together. My buddy Bill, he's from like Cuyahoga Falls, and yeah, we just started hanging out, and like then I realized like Ohio Drifting had a forum, and it was like all Ohio people. Well, it was, you know, people from Indiana, all around Ohio as well, but
surrounding areas.
Yeah, but mainly Ohio, and that's how I met a lot of like the OG people, like back in the day, and then like there really wasn't anything going on back in the day.
Yeah. Stealing my cat. Here we go. Don't mind the pterodactyl sounds in the background.
Yeah,
don't mind the cats.
She's old.
The cats.
She's older than that.
Yes. Yes. Ancient. No, probably not, though.
She's pretty old.
I mean, are cat ears like dog ears?
Ignore the cat. Continue.
So, yeah, just kind of mildly dipped my toes into drifting. Just by accident. Like, it was just like I just happened to get a rear wheel drive car. And then, like, I went to like this car show, like a car meet. And that was when I was like, oh man, the 240 is actually a cool car. It's actually like something different. It's not, you know, it's like, the Civics are cool, but you know, it's like, oh, it's a Civic. What do you do with it? Like, you up and down the road. Maybe you go fast. You know, some people went to the track. You know, I know some people that went to the track, but that was it. Mm-hmm. But with the 240, you could like do some cool stuff. You know, it, like did burnouts and cooler burnouts than Civics, and then like, you know, for the most part, and then you could drift it around and stuff. So, yeah, open diff.
God bless your soul.
Lowering springs,
which was the norm back then.
Cold air intake.
Yep.
And
a cherry bomb.
Some six. No. I had some kind of an exhaust, like an Apex-y exhaust or something.
Okay, that was probably
something
the thing back then. Yeah.
Is that the GT spec?
No, it was before that. It was like a...
Apex-y probably sounds right for that
a
time.
It was a smaller...
Like an N1 or something.
Yeah, it was a smaller exhaust, and it sounded okay. I had some 16-inch wheels with, like... Like, I did it
you know, like how everybody else was doing it, kind of. I just like emulated what they were doing. Yeah,
you were
like
in the period.
I wasn't putting like 18s on yet. Like that came very quickly after, though. Like it didn't take very long to go, okay, this is what's cool and you know the what's happening. I'll say, so like I went to this car meet, and like that's when I met a few other people that had 240s, and like my buddy Bob, he had an S14. It was real sick. It had some like Graham lights, and like it was sick. Like I'm pretty sure they were the Graham lights that were on like one of the Signal Auto cars.
Oh,
like
hell yeah.
it was some cool shit, you know. Like I met a lot of people, and then like it went real quick, and then we figured out that like Beaver Run was a track that had drifting on like a skid pad. Mm-hmm. That was cool, and like then I just started hanging out with those dudes all the time, and we drifted. We would drive it, so from my house to like Beaver Run is like an hour and a half taking some windy, turny, twisty, like point A to point B as the crow flies, almost. Like the roads were terrible, like, but we were driving our cars, like we were just driving our drift cars, like, you know, negative camber all the way around, like, you know, like, oh, we got these wide ass wheels, how do we fit in camber, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we were just doing it really silly, didn't know, doing that kind of stuff. Animals are funny.
Yeah.
So we did that, and I grew up, I guess. I just started working on cars more, rode bikes less.
Once you get a car, you stop riding the bike. Like,
well,
exactly. At least for I did. As soon as I got a car when I was like 17, I didn't ride a bike ever since.
Well,
then, like,
see, my thing was that's why I didn't drive, is because I rode. I rode a lot. Like, I enjoyed riding my bike.
Mm-hmm.
And I was pretty anti-car, actually. So, like, when I first got a car, there was, like, people that were like, what? Like, mm-hmm. You got a car? And I was just like, yeah, whatever. I don't know.
Needed one?
It's not like I needed it. It's just, like, I don't know. I wanted it, I guess. I don't know why. But it was just, like, something that, I don't know. You grow up. I guess you get a car. Yeah. So, and I was 20. It's like not like I was a kid. I was like,
yeah,
I was an adult. Like I had a job and I made money. So, did a lot of drifting at Beaver Run. Did a lot of driving, dumb stuff. Did you know, growing up as a kid, stuff. You know, street drifting a lot. Like that was a thing back in the day. Like mm-hmm. We did that. And then I just met, like, you know, Adam. Pretty much anybody that was around that rode BMX bikes transitioned into the cars. Like, every single person, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, pretty much all
of them.
Yeah.
And even the ones that were, like, younger that weren't old enough to have cars, eventually they transitioned to cars in some form or another. Yeah. Like, you know, I think it's just a natural progression.
Oh, I hear everybody that I know that I grew up with that rode bikes or skateboarders or something, they're like in some form of cars or something.
Yeah, and it's just like, you know, we were here in like Canton, Massillon, Ohio. You guys were, you know,
Buffalo,
far, you know, and we, you know, I just met you guys kind of recently, I'll say, but it's the same thing, you know, and it's pretty much the same thing across the United States what it sounds like is everybody, this is like a natural thing because you just progress from doing extreme sports into
from
extreme,
one form to another,
extreme motorsports now,
right?
You know? So yeah, I mean, I could go a million directions with this one now at this point. So, with the drifting,
we'll get back to that.
Yeah, but that's I don't know. Yeah. That's how I am as a pass, I guess. I also used to be in a band and I did all sorts of crap.
That's for another episode.
It's wild.
Yeah, this episode is just to kind of tell some stories because One thing I want to talk about is PRI. And what a train wreck that was.
That's a great
No, it started off to be a train wreck. It
started off as a train wreck.
Oh, yeah. Then,
well, started off good. We got tacos.
Oh, we'll get to that. But this is, before we get there, the story I have to tell that just happened a couple hours ago.
What?
That's going to make Adam Jesus, mad. Jesus,
here we go.
Okay, so...
Just to preface this story, Josh, you can kiss my ass. This is not my fault.
It is 100%.
It is not my fault.
So...
If anybody else is there...
If you don't know... Side. Austin and I both live in Buffalo, New York, and these two
live in Buffalo, but
yeah, it's
close enough.
Yeah, it's like people are gonna want to tell them, "Oh, I'm from North Collins." Some, you guys know what that is?
Two
on
people
map?
Might know where that is.
Exactly,
I do know it's by Buffalo.
It's actually
I previously knew that. Yeah, I did know that.
So we come out here because we're gonna do this podcast, this episode, and we're Adam. Also going to have Adam weld some stuff on my radiator for me. Because I need it done. Why did I say that? That was dumb. So
that's why we came out here.
Yeah, I ordered some parts off Summit to be picked up. Because any chance to go to Summit is a chance you take.
Absolutely.
They have a sick van sure. there, which actually Matt's buddy belongs to.
Yeah, Wayne's van. Yeah,
go to Summit.
Yeah,
like,
go to
now.
Summit. Yeah,
turn this episode off. Like,
yep.
go.
Yeah,
yep,
it's
go to
pretty
Summit
cool.
now.
Okay.
We don't know how long the van's going to be there, but it's there now. So
I think it's all month or the rest of the month. So. But you got a month to go check it out. It's definitely worth checking out.
Yeah, it's a fucking
it's
sick
a real
van.
Cool van.
So we get there and we do some browsing.
Mm-hmm.
I find some waterless coolant on sale on the scratch and dent section.
Deal.
Bought 4 gallons of it.
Nice.
Yes.
So
good deal.
Oh yeah, it's half off.
Oh yeah.
First look online, $52 a gallon. He paid $25 a gallon.
Nice.
Yeah. So buy that. I go out and check out and. Give them my order number for them to pull my parts, and I'm sitting waiting at the counter, and then they wheel out this new scratch and dent.
Assuming they restock on Sundays.
I believe they do.
This brand new, freshly filled scratch and dent shelf rolls past me. On the shelf.
Oh, here we go.
Holley High-Rise.
Oh. So
I was like... Austin, go see the price, because I was waiting for my stuff.
He he waited until they were almost all the way over there.
Austin, go see the price. He goes over.
So we weren't the only ones eyeing it up.
He walks back. He's like, $400 or $350. Like, grab it now.
$350,
now.
Yeah.
And he walks over. He's like, someone grabbed it.
There was I walked over there, there was two old guys standing there, and the one old guy like moved out of the way, and I like leaned my head in, looked at the price. I didn't even look at the like list price. I just looked at the sale price because we had already looked at something, so I knew where the sale price was on the tag. I looked at the sale price, and I walked right back as fast as I could, and I told him the price.
It was half off.
And he said, turn around and go back and get it. So I turned right back around, walked back over, and by the time I got back over there, the two old guys, one of them had grabbed it, and that motor that was sitting there on display, he had set it down on the display at the bottom. And then the other guy that was next to him, I said, had that full cart with like 4 things of headers on it and a clutch and
that's
all
a
sorts
thing.
Of shit.
That's a thing.
See, that's what
I
said to Josh.
I worked at a shop, and we would always, you know, have to, you know, Summit was like 5 minutes away. So I was the fastest, you know, so I would be the runner. And I would go grab parts, and that's like a thing. Like, I would be there when they would open, and that's when you guys are there.
Yep.
And there's people that like have carts, and that's they resell.
That's exactly
they resell
what I said.
Scratch and dent stuff. So when they wheel out the new stuff, they're like poachers, man. They're on it.
We know that now.
So that's
we should have just grabbed it as it rolled by.
We should have. I don't know.
You probably should have just grabbed it.
Should've. I didn't know, but you're right.
But yeah, you didn't know but I would have just grabbed it. Just
I've
grab
also
it
only been to Summit like a half dozen times in my life. So.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys don't have that that luck.
You could have sold your stock intake manifold.
I could have paid for it with that. Yeah,
exactly.
For sure. Yeah.
That's what been the price of it.
All right, well, here, I'll cut a deal with you. You find me an EcoBoost cheap, and I'll find you a high rise.
Deal.
Okay.
All right.
You just gonna live at Summit for a while, or
no? I'll find one elsewhere.
I'll get you a tent. Just camp out.
I mean, I can.
That's a good deal.
Saturdays and Sundays.
Is that what it was? $350.
That's cheap.
Half.
That's half, dude, for sure.
Those seven brand new, I think.
Yeah. No, less than half. They're $900.
Yeah, they're like 900 to 1,000, if not more than 1,000.
It might have been a mid rise, which
mid rise would have been even better.
That's what I got. Well,
if it was the high, then you would have looked.
But the mid probably would still fit under the hood.
Yeah, the mid might be close.
I say Josh.
Yeah, because you got the wrong.
But I had an LSA supercharger underneath the hood.
Yeah.
So
those are flat.
You're flat.
That's how I like my hood.
Same.
Flat. He no wants holes, the 82
hood
good.
With the bump in it.
No, no hoop, no bumps, no.
He wants the fucking GST bump.
No manifolds.
You
want to
talk
out
on the pod?
You
tell him
say.
Your name.
What up,
where
dude?
Are you from? How old
that's,
are you?
That's Levi.
What's your occupation?
What do you pay for rent in this area?
Is it a good neighborhood?
He don't pay no rent.
It is a good neighborhood.
It is a good neighborhood.
It's a good spot.
Sure.
But yeah, so
Austin, yeah, apparently that's my fault.
It is 100% sorry. Your fault.
Okay.
If you would have just watched my coolant,
yeah,
I could have
okay.
sprinted and been like, nope.
Well,
mine.
You also could have told him, hey, if it's
right.
a good price,
he could have told me
it.
In the initial walk over. I had to go twice. This is mind you, I made two trips. So if you would have told me on the first trip, I would have been able to grab it.
I think it was.
Your
I think
fault.
It's. I think it's.
The viewers will agree.
Shared.
Yeah,
mutual blame.
Yeah, the blame is shared, but it's all Austin.
You're buying me lunch today.
What?
You're buying me lunch today.
I'm gonna buy you my foot up your butt. So yeah, you could add a really dope intake manifold. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
We'll just find that old guy awesome. That took it, and we'll beat him up.
All
right. Yeah, we're gonna go
it's
beat him
fuel
off.
Fuel rails on it too, I think.
It did. That's what, how they come.
Oh, they do come with rails.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
That.
Put
is
your
it just like
in
a?
In.
Is
bam.
It just like a?
It's like a kit kind of
summit rail that they put in them or something.
It's a Holley rail.
Yeah, it's a Holley rail.
Yeah. It's the hall. Just, yeah.
I don't know.
It's a tube rail.
Yeah. Easy.
Nothing special. Regular.
This stuff's gay. I don't know what I said.
LS stuff is as
like stuff
plain
what?
As it gets. Yeah.
The Q35 God's motor. Mm-hmm. M44 go burr. You gonna edit that part out?
Alright, so PRI.
Yeah.
What a fun time.
It was.
Okay, so let me
started start. Out pretty rough.
Well, so it started out great.
It started out great for us too.
Well, so hold on.
And then it
so,
didn't.
Some background before that. Not long before that, we asked Adam to join us on this team.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, like, we knew you. We hung out at the track. But we're like, let's hang out with this dude outside of drifting. For drifting,
PRI
but outside
is
of drifting.
A perfect place, too.
And,
like, you just go walk around and look at shit.
Like, our plan originally was, like, we're going to drive separate cars. We're going to meet up at the same hotel. We're going to have different rooms. And we're just going to hang out and become the best of friends.
So you guys got to know Josh real well the very
yeah.
first night.
We'll get to that. I slept great.
You fucking do every time.
So, we start off. They are going to get a rental car.
Yep.
We went and got tacos.
We were going to get tacos, and we were going to drive through the night.
Yep.
That was our plan.
Like yep. every year.
They were going to stop right. and get a hotel. We were just going to drive through, meet up in the morning.
Yep.
And we had a huge snowstorm by us.
It was
massive.
Fucked.
There was like 6 feet of snow.
When I picked up Josh, they had already plowed the parking lot at your work, like what, 25, 30 minutes probably before I got there,
yeah,
maybe
no.
an hour. And there was already like another 8 inches in the parking mm-hmm. lot.
Like
I plowed into the parking lot in the fucking Accord. I was like, Josh, let's go because we're going to get stuck.
Yeah, it was like state of emergency, don't drive.
Yeah.
We're like, I'm
yeah,
not.
You guys
not,
are getting hammered.
And then I think once we cleared, like once we got past like,
yeah, past my house. It was fine.
Yeah, it was like, well, it was still kind of shitty until, like,
ish.
Almost eerie. It was like...
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's because of the lake. Well, the lake was still unfrozen then. Now it's completely
yeah.
frozen, so...
Yeah. But...
About to unthaw.
Yes, we go, and Adam in our group chat is just furious.
Yeah.
You
it was a bad time.
Someone pissed in his Cheerios.
You want to tell that story?
Yeah. So I tried to rent a car, and then, like...
Pre-booked it too.
Yeah,
did
pre-booked it, paid
and...
for everything,
yeah.
and I got there.
Ran your card.
And yeah, I didn't have the physical copy of my card yet because
yeah.
it hadn't come in the mail yet.
Right.
I just had it on my phone.
Which
like,
in
tap
today's
to pay.
Day and age
yeah.
shouldn't matter.
Yeah, I'd had tap to pay, and I was
yep.
like, okay, well, I had to pay for the deposit or something
mm-hmm.
like that. And I was like, okay, well, I got the card right here. And he goes, okay, where's it at? And I'm like, it's on my phone. And he goes, nah, we have to have a physical card. And I was like, well, I don't have it. So
you got one.
And yeah, it was pretty much a mess from there. So, and like, if you use a debit card, you have to like fill out like a form for like credit or something like that. So that wasn't gonna happen.
So you didn't get the car.
8 o'clock at night or something. So
yeah. So you didn't get the car, and then they closed. And what happened?
Oh yeah, the dude never gave me my ID back.
Took your ID.
So I'm like, okay, well, we had another plan.
Yeah, we went to plan
B. But I couldn't leave because I didn't have my ID. Yeah. And then the guy, like, wouldn't come back. And I'm like, dude, I need my ID. I have to leave. And, yeah, it took, what, 2 hours for them to get there finally?
It was pretty wild how unprofessional it was. And it was funny because the sign
on... Shout out the rental car company.
don't get from Budget.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah. Definitely not.
The name says it all.
Yeah. Yeah, their employees are pretty budget.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, like this guy's name—this guy's name was like on the door. Like, yo, okay. First off, you guys are getting a blizzard. It is like 2 degrees or some shit here. It was like freezing cold here, and you guys are getting a blizzard, and it transitions basically when you guys are on your way.
Right.
But, like, yeah.
Yeah, it was
dude, so we call this guy, and he's basically is just like, that sucks.
Yeah.
And then we had to call, like, 3 or 4 times. Yeah, it took, like...
It was, like, 2 hours. We sat there waiting.
And then when the guy showed up, didn't he say something?
He was like, oh, why are you guys just waiting here? I was like, because you said you were on your way.
You have my ID, sir.
And you have my ID.
Yeah.
What do you mean, why am I waiting here?
Yeah, it was...
Yeah, it was...
All right, so they didn't get the rental car. No. They got boned out of the rental car by Budget. Don't rent from Budget.
And then
so
my other buddy, Rick, we were going to ride with him, but he was like, I got to get going. And I'm like, that's fine, dude. And then,
So we detoured from where we were getting tacos, which wasn't far. It was in Cleveland.
It was an extra 30 minutes at most.
Yeah, like 45 minutes, whatever. So we get here, and we pick Adam and Matt up, and then we pile 4 deep in the Accord, and we venture to PRI.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, they had a hotel planned, so we went to their hotel.
Yep. I made it till about midnight, and then Adam had to take over and drive. I was a little tired.
Yeah, that was a rough drive.
That was...
the weather...
I was like...
The weather windy. Turned.
It was windy, and then it did snow a little bit.
Yeah, the weather turned icy. Yeah. And it's always, just like...
That's the only thing I dislike about PRI is how... Fucking cold it is.
Every time.
Is,
dude.
No,
every
time. When you didn't go last year, which it sucks that you didn't go.
R.I.P. Grandma.
R.I.P. Grams. But so that was the only year that I went that it was like decently warm, but it was only warm for 1 day. And like it was like 50 degrees, which isn't that warm. But we got to ride the scooters. And that's the only thing I want to do every time we go there is ride those fucking scooters.
I mean,
it's like 20 degrees.
It is Indianapolis.
I know, but
December.
Like, change it to like.
They used to do it in Orlando.
No. I know.
I'd be cool with that. You know they're not going to change it because think about
it's
off-season racing.
Take it back to Orlando.
That's all it
then.
Is.
We'll go to Orlando. I'll drive the fucking Accord to Orlando.
I'd fly.
Yeah.
It'd be cheap,
tickets
probably.
Tickets are cheap, yeah. Literally, Shane said he flew back from Florida when he flew back from Erickson, and it was like $112 for his ticket.
Yeah. I would pay that all day long.
Yep.
Yeah. I'd pay that instead of driving to Florida.
Yeah.
You can spend more than that in gas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Way more.
Yeah.
It's just driving to Florida.
So, we got the PRI.
No.
Oh, not yet. No, we got to the hotel.
We're at the hotel.
Oh, yeah,
we got to the hotel.
That's what I was getting at. We got the hotel, like, what, 3:30 a.m.?
Yeah, it was something like that. Yeah, it was pretty late.
So we tried to sleep. Josh slept.
Whoa. Okay, 4 dudes, 2 beds.
Oh, wait, first we get to the hotel, and there's, like, what, 4 cops there?
Oh, no. There was a load of cops
there. We don't even know why. They were cool, though. They didn't, like, they were
just hanging out.
They were just kind of coffee.
Yeah, they were getting free coffee, those motherfuckers. They get free coffee everywhere.
Yeah. Huh?
Jealous.
I'm not.
Okay, so, me and Austin share a bed.
Yep, so Josh and me spooned, and Matt and Adam spooned.
Yep.
And
I slept great.
So I've known Josh. Adam and Matt just met Josh. And I've known Josh for a couple years now, and I've slept in the same hotel room with Josh previous times. And Josh snores very loudly.
I don't know if snores defines.
We'll call it snoring, but the man sounds like he's dying.
Seismic snoring.
We can also have our previous guest, Colin, can attest to this because he's also heard this.
Yes.
So yeah, so we
actually have a story about snoring. So
we get to the hotel. We all got to get a couple hours because we're gonna get up at like 8 o'clock to go to PRI. And Josh sleeps. I don't know if the other the rest of us slept. I didn't. I slept but maybe like a half hour, 45 yeah. minutes.
We took a nap.
Yeah, it was basically a nap.
I think I laid there and ripped my dab pen more than I slept. Like
absolutely, because
I was trying to sleep. But, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, little sidebar. For one of the thrash bashes, me and Devin Connolly shared a hotel room.
Poor Devin.
And Devin has never, like, we haven't shared a room before. He has no idea. And, like, we're like, we went out that night, went to the bar with everybody, come back, and we're like, we're just going to go to bed. And I snored so loudly that this dude took all the blankets off his bed and went and slept in the back of his truck.
Aww. Damn. I now know. I will definitely sleep in a hotel with you anytime. I know earplugs.
Oh,
now.
Hell yeah.
Like, I now...
Before
like,
you got I'm, here, I said I'm I got fully, a bunch of them that I'm bringing.
Yeah, to they're going to go in the bag.
Don't worry, like, I got
they should have been
summer.
In the bag, but, you know...
I got us this summer.
It's all good. It's all good. I have no problem. But
we
now,
love Josh.
Now
he
I'm
just
coming
snores.
Prepared.
It's all right.
Yeah, I'm coming prepared. Yeah.
We're gonna get a sound bite of him snoring and put it on the next
pod. Oh, that'd be great.
And it's just you just dying.
Yeah. Well, it's that's when you come back to life.
Yeah.
There's like a
skip of breath.
Yeah, there's
a
like this episode that you should get checked out.
If it helps, like at that time I was 20 pounds heavier, and
it's gotten a little better.
It has gotten better. I'd like. Wake up in the middle of the night not being able to breathe at all.
Yeah, that's what you're... Yeah.
Trust me, we heard it.
Like
we witnessed it.
Yeah, I think you should probably...
My girlfriend says it's better, and I'm not, like, dying, but I'm still snoring.
Okay.
All right, so we all didn't really get some sleep. Josh got some sleep.
Yeah, like a baby.
We get up in the morning, we get ready for PRI. We go to PRI for the first day. Adam and Matt had never been, right?
No, I've been once.
You had been once.
I've never been. It was.
It's a little overwhelming at first. Like the first year I went with Josh, like I didn't know what to. I kind of knew what to expect, but like it's a lot to take in at once. Especially like when you see the first room and then you go down and around the corner and then you see the entrance of the second room. You're like, oh damn! Like we're not getting through all this in one day of walking. Like
yeah,
especially if you stop and look at stuff. Like
which. We did a lot of.
We walked slow.
Well,
if you want to see stuff, you have to.
We did miss a day, though, right?
Yeah.
We missed a day.
It's 3 days, and we only
It starts Thursday. We never hit Thursday, because Thursday's kind of killer.
Well, you know, maybe that's why.
Thursday, I feel like it's really busy, though, because it is the first day.
Sure, it's busy.
Thursday is, like, the slow day.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like it would be just dumb. I mean, I guess a lot of people work.
A lot of people work, but... I would see that beneficial of then you can walk slow.
It's mainly probably just the vendor people that are
because
there and people that have booths and
I
stuff.
I feel the walking slow portion was key.
We just need some handicap scooters and just be cruising.
Yeah, within the next couple of years, I'll
take Let's take
one.
Bird scooters. Just steal them from the
You probably bring them inside.
Yeah.
Heelys. Heelys.
Oh, God.
Hoverboards. No.
Get on your Heelys to escape your feelies.
Yeah.
We could just get one. No. Just one of us needs a hoverboard or a scooter, and then we just get Red Flyer rodeo wagons, and we just hook them up back to back.
I don't think people would take us seriously.
They don't have to take us seriously.
I'm the one there for a reason.
I'm just going to walk.
It would be awesome.
We don't go there seriously, and we still walked away with a fast cooling system.
We'll get to that. So
yeah, I hope we get to that. I want to know more.
I
want to
talk about that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
I am mad. Jill, where are you?
Jill. I'm confused.
If you're watching this, Jill,
I am too.
Jill, someone send this to Jill for fast cooling.
I don't understand why they seemed so into us.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
We don't understand either. There's just things in this world that just
We didn't talk to them until day two, right?
Yes, it was the last day.
I think we talked to him the first day for a minute.
Yeah.
For just a short minute.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because the first day we kind of scoped it out. We went to all of the cooling.
Yeah, we were just like, hey, like, tell us about your stuff.
Yeah, show us, run the spiel on us.
Because one of my things was, I want a cool shirt system because I don't like sweating. I don't want to sweat in the car.
It's hot.
So, like, there's four companies there that sold suits.
Well, there's Fast, Viper, or is it Viper? I think Viper.
There is Fast, who now owns Cool Shirt.
Yes.
Then there's Paragon.
Paragon is what.
And then there's that really expensive one that like.
Oh, cool. There was another cool one works. Too.
No, the air conditioning one that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one's too expensive. I don't even need
the one that runs like the Freon shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
too rich. The computer's like $800. Just the little computer setup with a dial and shit on it.
It was cool, but
it was very cool.
Way beyond anything.
If you're going like, full blown race car, like,
If you're driving for 12 hours at a time,
yeah, it's gonna say you're doing track day stuff.
Yeah,
I don't want to ever be sitting in a drift car for 12 hours. That sounds
no. But when you get old and you do like some of that road race stuff, those guys are in the even if you're in there for 3 hours.
When he gets stuff, old,
older.
Yeah,
he is old.
I am older. Like 50s, 60s. Like
if that stuff's cool, but I'm just not. I'm not really.
But you never know. You might want to run vintage stuff at pit race one day. Who knows? Maybe they'll run a vintage Miata class one day, and we're all gonna get Miatas. Yeah, no, yeah, you know exactly. You're getting old too. Don't worry,
dude. I'm closer to 40 than 30.
Exactly.
It goes that way.
Same.
It does. Like, I don't understand why people say like, "Oh, you're over the hill now," and it's just like, I believe you. I believe it just goes downhill from birth.
It's been downhill.
Oh, it is. You goes are downhill. Born to die. Like,
yeah, you just you go downhill, die, and then it's at some point you're in a hole or you're ashes or something, you know.
So day one, or Josh is just by alligators, to play whatever. With himself or something. Yeah,
whatever happens.
Day one of PRI, we walk around, we check a bunch of stuff out. There was a lot of cool shit there.
What was everybody's most notable thing there? Let's go with that.
So mine wasn't anything drift car related, and it was cool to me because I seen videos of it after the fact, and I followed the dude on Instagram, and he's actually super cool. He builds a lot of cool shit with that lowrider, with the red lowrider with all the engraving and shit on it.
The blown.
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah.
So that thing was cool.
That was impressive.
And like I think Sunday night when I got home, I saw videos of them taking it out. Outside after like the shit ended. And
yeah, you heard it.
Yeah, we do it.
You heard it. Yeah. It
didn't even sound like it wanted to run because of the cam and the ball and everything. Like it sounded like it was gonna die. Like, whoop.
I saw.
But that was my personal favorite. I think.
I saw a video of that diesel truck, that crazy diesel truck.
Oh, that also.
Yeah, that wasn't my favorite. Just seen. I saw a video of it and I was like, whoa.
Recent video of that at some recent truck show that it was at. I saw that.
Yeah.
In person.
It looks better in that video, because it's moving and it's like it's cool that it was in the show, but moving, you're like, oh, that's
when everything's cooler, crisp and HD now on TV, on your phone and YouTube and whatnot. So yeah, shit looks good. Yeah. That thing was nice.
I like that one. Like, wasn't there like a V4 engine?
Yes, I do have a video of that.
That thing was dope.
That was cool. It's like super a half of an LS. And, so I was reading more about that after the fact. And yes, it's basically half of an LS is what that is.
As it should be.
Yeah.
Hmm. Perfect.
Cool. I don't like V8, so I'll take a V4. That'd be cool.
I think mine was probably that lowrider. With all the engravings. I love that thing. It was so sick. Cool. I love that thing. I like low riders, though.
When Josh puts this episode out, I'll find a link and I'll link it in the comments so you guys can check it out if you don't know what I'm talking about. It's badass.
Yeah, it's definitely cool.
It was cool.
Like, well, those are one of those things that I just appreciate, like the craftsmanship and the hours of labor that went into making that thing. Like,
anybody who watched me just raised my hand so I can... know when to put in something in the video.
Okay.
He's putting a photo right here.
Oh, you're going to put a photo in. Sick. All right.
Maybe.
If we figure out how to do that, we're still learning. Give us a break.
You're up.
What was your favorite?
My favorite thing about PRI. Dude, it was so cool. Everything was cool.
I was
going
to say, for your first time, it's a lot.
It was a lot, but it was just like, I enjoy all that like crazy technology stuff.
I have to change my answer. You can go.
Okay. Like,
I have a feeling I know what Josh is changing his.
I don't know. There was a lot of cool stuff. I'm into like RBs, like the Nissan Engine RB. I'm into that crap.
What was there with an RV?
There was some... Whatever. It's a giant money pit. I get it. But, like, what isn't it's a money pit? It is what it is.
Any car is a money pit.
But, like, I saw some cool RB stuff, like that one PRP, the PRP booth, like they had some wild built shit there. Like,
yeah, but why did they have that like billet diff? Like, what is the point of that?
Yeah, oh, actually, that was sick.
It was cool, but what's the point?
Drag racing stuff. Just, that's all. It's serviceability. That's the point of that, is serviceability.
Hey,
that's all that is.
Let's be
They're
real.
Getting hard to find, too.
Be real.
Hey, look. Yeah. I got a billet diff.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at my billet
diff. Yeah, we're measuring. That's what we're doing. We're measuring off the zipper.
Check out my billet diff,
we're measuring off the zipper on that one. That's in it, but it. That thing was sick.
Hopefully they can see that in the camera.
Like, it was a cool piece. No, I don't
know. Just,
there's some...
There's a lot of cool stuff. Like, that's... If you get a chance to ever go to PRI or something like that, just to check out the stuff that's there, it's just...
Yeah. If you're into that... If you're into, like, the behind-the-scenes race car stuff.
More so, yeah.
Yeah, because it's not...
What goes into building a
race
car.
Yeah, it's not like a car show. Like, it's not SEMA.
It's and it's
not
just
it's
one...
It is not SEMA.
And it's not just one
Actually, just don't even
racing.
Think it's SEMA.
There's,
don't even put the even, two together.
No. Yeah, and it's not just
it's
one
not.
Form of motorsports. Like, they have every
it's,
car that
yeah.
you can think of, every
it's
form
racing.
Of motorsport.
It's,
under, yeah,
it's racing in
racing.
General.
Yep.
What's PRI stand for?
Performance Racing Industry, baby.
Yeah. Trade show, yeah. Yep. It's great. It's good. It was a good time.
Well, there's a
I
guy
will...
I seen on Reddit with a PRI tattoo. There's dedicated guys out there. Yeah, I swear to God, I'll find it and send it
no,
to you.
No,
it's
no,
the
no,
PRI
no,
logo.
I mean,
I am
it's
not
been,
putting that in.
It's been Sorry. Going. It's been going.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's like 15 years or something,
yeah.
20 years
yeah.
now.
Something like that.
Like, I don't know. I will definitely go back. It was,
yeah,
it was
we're going next year
it
for
was,
sure.
It's cool to get to see things that you don't maybe know are out there.
And it'll be
that,
even
that
cooler
can help.
If we like know somebody that has something in there next year, which we possibly had this last year but didn't get made there in time. So, but yeah.
I don't nice. Know what you're talking about, but okay.
Zach's car.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Next week,
yep.
Zach is our guest.
Yep. Total loss. Mm. Zach Egan.
My favorite thing was the Le Mans NASCAR.
Oh, that dude
that
was
so
cool.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't forget about that.
Yeah,
but that,
actually,
that was definitely
that whole,
my number two.
That whole talking to that guy
yeah,
and the
action.
Car. That yeah, I'm, that dude was.
He won't
super
watch
cool.
this or know this podcast
yeah, he'll
exists.
Never,
but thank you for talking to us.
Yeah, that dude was amazing.
Yeah, I don't remember his name either, but he was like.
I think his name was Guy.
He was somewhere way up.
He was
in
the director of operations for the NASCAR, the Le Mans team.
Next gen
Le Mans team.
He was cool.
He helped.
He was. He
developed that car.
Yeah, it was almost an hour.
Yeah.
He helped develop that car. He helped build that car. They. Set records with that car. That dude talked to us for like 25 minutes.
Dude, it was like an hour.
It was like an hour.
That was probably
hours.
Like, aside from cars, that was my highlight of
yeah.
PRI,
so
I think.
Dope.
Like, I learned a lot about NASCAR in that short time and, like, even Le Mans. Like, I didn't really know much about Le Mans other than it was 24 hours. And they race all sorts of shit on it, like,
yeah.
all sorts of different kinds of cars. But
yeah, prototype. That's
yeah.
what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One
prototype.
Never to be cool. raced again in the
yeah.
Le Mans series.
Nope.
Yeah, that was cool.
So then after the show, we go out to dinner with Total Loss.
Total Loss crew.
Yeah.
That was cool.
It was good.
Yeah.
Had a good
food
cheeseburger.
Was good.
Yeah, it was good.
Cheeseburger.
I didn't like my food, but that was my own fault.
I don't.
It was okay.
Josh paid for the whole bill for everyone.
Slid that in there.
He stole someone's credit card,
it's my
I think,
thing.
Because I seen him throw it out.
He jumped it fast.
When we were leaving,
oh,
no,
I swear, when we left, he
pulled it out of his pocket, and I watched him just drop it in the storm drain.
You
like,
want to show dominance, you pay for dinner. I'm sorry.
It's somebody else's credit card. Don't use your own.
Okay, so then... Drift Indy had like an after party.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yes.
We go to this after party.
That was
we
busy.
I should
have
worn my
up,
racing
like,
joke
pretty,
t-shirt.
Pretty early.
Like, yeah, it was
right?
like.
We showed pretty early.
Yeah, it was like 10 o'clock.
Yeah, it was pretty early. Early-ish.
And like.
That's late.
You
me,
think
bro.
Of it like as a like a get-together to talk and meet people.
Was
but the music was oops, so oops, goddamn oops, loud.
It was a party,
maybe
dude.
Yeah, but.
It's an after party.
Yes, but you can't network at that.
No.
You could.
Yeah,
you would
yeah.
have.
It was
loud. It was very loud. Yeah,
like it was.
Yeah.
If you're into YouTube
it was
sensations,
to elbows
then
in there.
You
was,
could talk to them there.
Yeah,
but like,
was, yeah
they were all
YouTubes.
Hiding in that back room, anyways.
Yeah,
there was a special room there. It was like a
yeah, the YouTuber corner,
a cool,
the YouTube
cooler,
corner, yeah,
a cool corner,
yeah. YouTube corner, and
cooler than everybody else corner.
It was asses to elbows. There was a lot of people.
Like, we got a free shirt from the deal, so
yeah.
that was dope.
Was
yeah.
tight.
Rec
Magazine.
Magazine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rec
yeah.
Magazine. That's what it was. Not Racing Joke. Yeah. Rec Magazine.
Shout out
Rec.
Yeah.
Yeah. OGs, dude.
Glad yeah. to see it that's back. Some OG shit right there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know nothing
sure.
about that until these guys filled
yeah,
me in.
It's...
So.
Yeah. but we left because what are we doing at a party?
Not our scene.
I'm sorry. What are we doing at a party? Do we party? Do you party?
I don't party. We're not party guys.
It depends how you define party.
That's a different party.
Yeah, I
think the music kind of chased me out. The music I wasn't really into that kind of music.
Yeah, so they were playing some like Chevelle and Seether, I would have stayed.
If there was just a little bit more room so I didn't have like Colin in my butthole.
I mean,
he was close to me.
He liked it.
There wasn't much room for people. Close.
Saying I could have kissed him on the mouth.
It was busy. It was packed.
It really was.
There was a line when we left. It went down the...
Yeah, shout out my boy Donnie P. Seen him in the line.
Like, Do not call him that.
That's his name.
Shainer, change your name back.
Donnie P.
Don Brew.
The cheese man.
The cheese man.
That man is cheesy. Who
else was in line with him? There was a couple people. Josh was with him. AE86 Josh. That's what I know him by.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how to pronounce your last name, Josh. I'm sorry. You'll probably watch this. Car. He will probably watch this. I think
I don't know. That line was long.
It was.
And yeah, I'm glad. Bro, them boys were standing out there in
t-shirts.
But you know how cold it was?
It was so cold, and there was people in no. No.
Bro, Shainer had a fucking like Hawaiian t-shirt on. I'm like, bro, your nipples are going to be frozen before you
get
in there.
I'm glad we left. Yeah. Fuck all that. Yeah. No.
I'm glad we allowed four more people to go into that club.
Yes, we did our duties.
You're welcome to the next four in line.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we left. What did we do?
Yeah, we went back to the hotel.
Went to bed.
Yep. Yeah. Nah, me and Matt went and sat in the car and talked about aliens and spaceships and UFOs.
Yeah, we had some discussions.
Yeah.
we'll leave it at that. Okay.
It's a good way to put it. Aliens, spaceships, and UFOs.
We went to bed, woke up the next day.
We tried to sleep again. Josh also snored that night again.
Dude, the next day I had to whip pillows.
Yeah, we were good.
You didn't wake up.
Yeah, because I fell asleep at 5 in the fucking morning. Oh,
yeah. He was so asleep. I was literally from my bed. Just,
bro, I was on like 4 hours of sleep from Friday in the morning. Like Friday morning, I got up at 4:30 in the morning.
I was about
to
jump from the top rope and give him the people's
elbow. Okay, so our original plan, I'm going to backtrack a little here. So our original plan to go to PRI was I was going to leave work at Friday night. I was going to go home, take a little nap. And then I was going to pick up Josh at like midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. Because that's what we normally do.
Always what we do.
But we got the snowstorm. So I'm like, I'm not going to wait because the snowstorm is supposed to get worse. So I picked Josh up immediately after work. I didn't get to go home and take my fucking little 2 hour nap that I always take.
Everybody at my work literally left. I was the only person
Josh was
just waiting.
I mean, I didn't get there until
they closed early.
Yeah, I got there at like 5.
Yeah, 30, it was bad.
6 o'clock, whatever. So I didn't get to sleep at all. I slept like 1 hour. Friday night, Saturday morning, whatever, when we got to the hotel because of Snorri McGee over here. Saturday night, I slept maybe 2 hours from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m.
Yeah.
And then we went back to the... We didn't go back to the show Sunday morning, did we?
No, because there was no show Sunday morning.
Oh, yeah, it's Saturday. So, yeah, we got
we
up
left.
Sunday.
We left real early.
We hit up a Waffle House.
Yes,
we did.
Waffle House.
I forgot about that.
There's no fights, though. I was mad.
It was close though.
There was stuff going on.
I love me some Waffle House.
Bro, Waffle House is good. It sucked last year. I'm pretty sure Marcus got food poisoning from it, but that was a shitty one in Indy. So
they made the menus.
Yeah, it's small.
Not as good.
They make it seem bigger.
Get out of here.
They make it seem bigger than it really is. It's just like there's like four.
The same thing on there four times.
Yeah, it is.
This has a waffle.
They spin the picture around
and the waffle's not very good.
It's like the Asian restaurant when you go in the peas are upside down.
It never was really good. I'll take that to my grave.
Really?
I'll give Waffle House their coffee. Better than like their coffee is a coffee drinker.
I don't know. It's better than something else.
Better than not having a waffle. Yeah. I agree.
I don't know.
So we did a Waffle House, and then
they changed it.
Well, you're skipping ahead to
You skipped too far. We didn't even do Saturday.
Yet. Oh, yeah. Saturday, all
shit. Sorry.
Okay, Saturday morning, we wake up, we go to the gas station, we get our energy drinks, we talk about water.
Yeah,
we did.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Why that's important?
I don't remember talking about water, but
yeah, because you're a knee.
We talk about water for sure,
dude. Water's good.
Yeah. I like water. It's pretty good.
Water sucks.
Yeah, we get to the show and we're like, we're going to go straight to the sim stuff. We're going to do some sim stuff. We're going to test out some rigs. We get there and we're just like.
I don't think a single one had sim drifting.
I don't know.
Not a single one.
You had to ask to set it up or something because I've seen
people
using it.
All like occupied and there was like so many people and it was just like we kind of like.
There was like triple the amount of sim stuff this year than there was last year. And then the year before, when me and Josh went, there was only a handful of sim things. So it's gotten big in the last couple of years. Like,
of course.
That's because, partially why I wanted to talk about
because
it
when we let's be real. Race cars are expensive, but if you can play a video game and you can put yourself in a very similar situation.
Mm-hmm. Very similar situation.
You know?
Yep. Podcast over.
Josh hates them.
Really?
Yeah, Josh doesn't like them.
I hate Sim
stuff.
You
didn't watch the Sim episode?
Nah, I don't. I would be 100%. Fucking hate it. Because you're... I'm steering this car. Cool.
My opinion.
How fast am I supposed to go? You in your car, you're like, oh, this is kind of like the edge of where I'm supposed to be. And Sim is like, nope, tree.
My opinion on it is if you.
Why did I flip the car? No, tree.
My opinion is if you come from IRL driving
to Sim, it doesn't work.
It's hard to translate it back.
It is.
Where if you start in a Sim and go to real car, it's easier. Because it's not, like I told you, it's not. You're not feeling the car and stuff in a Sim drive unless you have a $30,000 rig that has all that shit on it and it's moving you around.
Absolutely.
But if you just have a regular Logitech setup or whatever, the only thing you're doing is learning muscle memory. You're learning where to put the wheel.
You're playing video games.
I mean, yeah, but like even with a Seto on a G923 or whatever, you're learning muscle memory. You're learning where to throw the wheel and where to catch it. You're learning when to throttle the car, when to brake the car.
Stop the Sim stuff. I don't care about Sim stuff. I don't want to talk about Sim stuff. If you Sim first, then drift, yes. If you drift, then Sim, no.
Some would argue.
I suppose.
Agree to disagree.
I'm indifferent. I'm not like cheering it on. I'm just like something. I don't know. I see it as it's a video game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like I get, but it's a video game. Yeah.
Okay. So we don't do the Sim stuff. We go look at trailers. Some of those trailers are insane.
They're sick.
That might be top five favorite things at these shows.
The trailers are more this year too. That's way more than last year.
I like trailers.
I do
too. Those are cool.
Like double stackers and three car haulers and living in the quarters. Front of them.
But then we see the race semis or the drift semi.
The drift semi.
And
AJ Moore, let us tandem with him.
Let me tandem with the semi, dude.
Let's go.
AJ, like for real, let me tandem with the semi.
Yeah, if he drifts.
Dude,
it should be
sick.
Let me be the one who decides if I die.
Yeah, he'll get
let them run me over. I'm okay with it.
I don't think it's going to be a case like that because
good.
He's up and he can see a little bit better than being down and, you know, cuz the smoke is being thrown.
That's cool. If you want me just to follow, I agree.
I think it can be very. I don't think it's as dangerous as you're saying. You're not gonna die, is what I'm saying.
I'm just saying if it happens, it happens. Let me die.
Yeah.
No, you ain't gonna die.
You'd be fine. AJ, brother.
Yeah,
let's go.
Brother.
Let's do it.
Brother. Because we're going to Club Loose for the 4th.
Yeah.
And or that the 5th. Because it's a two-day thing.
Yeah, they're 4th of July event.
We'll do the semi-drift in the 4th. We'll go to Club Loose the 5th. We'll be the most American dudes in the world.
Yep.
It'll be sick.
What's more American than drifting with a semi in your drift car?
Drifting with a semi and then going to a Club Loose.
Maybe if we're shooting handguns.
We could probably shoot handguns out the window at Club Loose. They might let us do that.
It's a pit race.
Oh, yeah, no, not a pit race. Not a pit race.
But yeah. Okay, after that, we went back just to look at stuff that we might have missed.
Yeah.
And
one of the things was the day before we talked to this company called Fast Cooling.
Mm-hmm.
We talked to Maggie originally.
Yeah.
She is kind of like...
Sales rep.
Your sales rep, the media person.
Yeah.
And for some reason, she absolutely loved us.
She did. Yeah. Loved
our energy. Our energy. Yep. And she's like, Jill, come over here, meet these guys. And she's like, oh my God, I love your energy, guys. And they loved us.
Yeah, they did.
Like, we were just talking about their systems. And I was like, as soon as I leave, I'm buying one. And Jill was like, how about you buy one right now? I was like, Jill, I would love to. Give me the show pricing. And she's like, cool. And I was like, go to give her my card. She's like, I can't take that.
Don't it's have like, no way to scan it.
It's yeah, and it's like, you have cash? Like, no. And she's like, give me your information. You take this today. I bill you tomorrow. Wham, yeah. bam, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
Bill you Monday.
Yeah. Let's say that this is 3 months later.
It's been a long Monday. It's been a long weekend.
Jill's been having a Monday.
Jill hasn't sent me an email.
Jill, reach out.
Jill, I want to pay for this.
Jill, we love you.
Jill, like, you want me to put your stuff on my car? Like, we can work out a partnership, because that was the plan originally.
Yeah.
We talked on the way home. We were going to be like, they loved us. We love them. Yep. Let's work out a partnership for this.
Good product.
Yeah.
Cool great stuff. Product. Everything Absolutely. Was great. Yeah.
Like,
it was.
We filmed a little promo.
I actually did get an email from her, and then I never heard anything back after that.
Yeah. Which is nuts.
Like, I mean, we get it. She's a business owner. She's probably a busy woman. I don't. But at the same time. Because
their company runs multiple companies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, Fast Cooling Cool Shirt is just like one of their sub projects.
Subdivisions.
Is Cool Shirt maybe getting more attention?
No, Cool Shirt. No. They were bought out by Fast, so they are under the same roof like, now. Same game.
The social media is dead too, right? Yes. There's nothing happening there. Right?
I made a reel that went like it got a few thousand views. Tagged them with their cooler and everything.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they didn't like it for a month. It took them a month to like this video.
They could have been having media person issues. Whatever. We don't.
Yeah,
know.
Like I was prepared like to make. Reels for them with their product.
Yeah, it was,
and like
shout them out on the podcast.
Yeah, but like
put the cooler right here.
What happened, Jill? Yeah. What are you doing to me? And like one of the things is like they revealed a new shirt.
Yeah,
a shirt that like
yeah,
it was about to come
out.
About
to come out.
Yes, yeah. And it hasn't yet.
Yeah, and it hasn't. And it's like literally what I would consider like
it's 3 months later.
Of all the shirts, I think that shirt is the
it's
the better
the creme de la creme.
Well, it hit all what I feel like the form and function was great.
Yeah.
The price point was perfect.
Well, some of the other ones were like double the price,
if not triple. Yeah, but it's like I get it.
Were dope, and I was like.
Yeah, they were nice.
I will buy that shirt right now, too. And they're like, oh, we're going to release some.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Yeah. She said they had them.
Yeah, they had them with them.
No, they only had the one with
them. She only had the one, but she had them at the warehouse. Yeah.
They were ready to go. And I was like, I'm buying the shirt.
They're just
Send me an email.
They're just...
And like...
They're waiting for summer.
Yeah.
You just died on me, Jill.
Yeah.
And like...
Well, we hope you didn't die.
I don't want to be... I don't want to be weird and be like... Oh, I did message them on Instagram.
Yeah.
Ignored.
Yeah, because their Instagram hasn't... no pictures, no nothing.
Red, I think something happened.
Not responded.
Her. Oh.
I was like, I can message the owner. I found her on Instagram. I can message her. I'm not going to be that dude, though.
Right.
Like, I want to run your products. I want to use your stuff. I want to support you, but you just don't
That's
respond.
Wild. That's like a wild take on, you know what
like
I'm saying? Like
their stuff was the best on the entire show.
Absolutely.
I would have paid full fucking price for this shit.
It was nice.
It's good stuff.
It was for what it was
still
perfect.
Got everything. We just needed the shirt.
Their coolers were the best
shirts.
Out of all of the people there. And it was the smallest
sizes.
One.
Yep, they had the smallest
one. The small, which is excellent because we're in the car 15 minutes, 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And half hour at most.
Yep. Yeah, you don't
so
need
like,
a huge one.
I don't
it's
need
removable.
3 hours worth of cooling.
No.
So like, it was perfect. The shirts are perfect. Yep. Exactly what I want. Exactly what I need.
Yeah. The material was great. Everything.
Where'd you go?
Disappeared on us.
Oof. I'm staring at the camera because I'm looking at you, Jill. Who will never ever see this fucking video. But I want your stuff. I want to. Message me back, baby.
We want to know. We want to know why.
People want to know now,
which
too.
We did a little, like, stalking.
A little research.
Okay.
A little research stalking. Like, we tried to find Maggie.
Okay.
That
the,
we talked
the,
to.
The media
and, like,
chick.
Which was weird, because, like, I added her profiles. This is weird. I'm sorry. Her profile is, like, not public.
Yeah.
So you have to add her as a friend.
Oh, okay.
I add her as a friend. 4 minutes later, my reel gets liked. That I made of their stuff. That's it. Doesn't add me back.
Oh.
Doesn't let me message her. just likes the real, nothing. And then
she's just saying, hey.
Well, he maybe does some research later. She doesn't follow them anymore.
Yeah, she does not follow fast anymore.
She probably doesn't like, work did she for quit? Anymore. Like,
thinking, yeah.
Did well, maybe what's going on?
Maybe fast isn't a very good company to work for. Maybe who knows? I don't know. I don't want to. I don't want to expect. I don't. They were cool. They got a cool product. It would be nice if they. It'd be nice if they would get haul it back. I don't get it. It's weird. It's a weird business model.
Jill, if you want to just keep giving me free stuff, tell your husband I want one of them transmissions.
Yeah,
that's one of their other ones.
MCOs, yeah. They sell a T56 replacement, 6-speed sequential. T56 Bolton replacement.
That's the wrong one.
What's this one?
Nope. That's what I was looking for.
But how dope would that? But yeah. A little sidetrack.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, sequentials.
They're also $18,000.
Hey, gotta pay to play.
Yes,
that's true.
Shit, the watches are cheaper than that.
Yeah. What?
$9,000.
We're not going there.
Yeah, we're not going on the watches.
Yeah.
But yeah, the
watch
all right.
Business is booming.
So yeah, we make these friends. They like us. We like them. Let's collaborate. Send us that email. You have my phone number. Like,
yeah, I was planning on doing an install video.
Yeah, we made like future plans with these people. Yeah.
I believe what we were going for is we were trying to be cool, and it just
we're trying to be cool. Working. And we're trying to be cool.
It
fast.
It worked.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're not being cool, man.
Not fast.
Yeah. Just
they're being fast, but they're not being cool.
They're not being fast at all.
Maybe they're not doing anything. Maybe they're just not.
Maybe they just don't care about us, man.
Yeah, maybe they lied to us.
Maybe they're restructuring.
Hey, if
maybe
they lied to us, it wouldn't be the first time I've been lied to in my life, and it won't be the last.
Maybe they didn't like us as much as they said they did.
Yeah, it could be.
Well, they liked us enough.
I've been lied to before.
They liked you enough to give you a free.
When I heard back from her on the email, she said she loved us. So.
Yeah.
So
I just never heard anything back after that.
Right, she's busy. She'll get back around to us.
Brother.
It's been a couple
months. That's all right. She's busy.
We talked to them in December.
I know.
Yeah.
People are busy.
Santa's showed up already.
Mm-hmm.
They're
busy.
Showed up 2 days after we were at BRI.
Hey, I'd circle back later on. Like,
I might have to. I might have to email her back again.
Middle of the summer, April, you don't hear nothing. Hit her back.
Right at the beginning of the
if
season.
If we don't
I'd
hear nothing,
back.
We go to PRI next year. Maybe they're at PRI. We walk up. Chill.
Left us hanging.
What's going on?
Yeah, and then I just...
Nah.
Nah, that's messed up. I'm sorry.
Nah, you ain't gonna do that.
Did me
do you know what you're gonna do? You're gonna hit her with that payment. That's what you're gonna you get hit with that cash. That like card. I owe you some cash.
She technically gave her a dangerous night didn't do sticker. You dirty.
We're gonna give her
she did me more dirty than
she
you.
She did me great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, thank you.
Confusing and weird.
Yeah, like
did we get anything else?
I just wanted our relationship to just build. We could be homies, like we could have brought our cars to your place for promotional stuff. We could have brought you guys out to the track for more promotional stuff to promote your stuff. Yep. We could have had a cool party, but
could have been a podcast sponsor.
Yeah,
could have been us, but nah.
So then after that, we went and seen Josh's new fan setup company.
Oh my
gosh, dude!
Delta Pag, great fans. Huge fans. Big fans.
Give him a shout out.
Oh, dude. One-on-one. Me and you. Dude. 4,200 CFM from a single 18-inch fan. One.
Pushing some units.
Yeah. What also I could have done is two 16-inch fans. Could have made it work.
Could have made it work.
Mm-hmm.
For 5,000 600 CFM for
imagine
two fans.
Shroud, you would
that's
have
serious.
Wow. I have 16? The shroud.
Oh yeah, you're old.
I have the shroud.
Yeah, that's right.
But that's a lot of cooling.
Yeah, you got to
be pretty cool.
Whatever, but yeah.
Be pretty cool.
These fans are insane. They're properly priced.
Yeah.
I paid $450 for a brushless cooling fan.
That's thermostat good. Controlled.
That's good.
No, I didn't get that.
You didn't get thermostat? No. Well, you can. It's an option.
I have a fancy computer.
Right.
I can
but
have
yeah.
that do it.
If you don't, that's an option.
They have soft start.
Yep.
They're pulse width modulated.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
temperature regulated too, right? They increase, they will, like, with, if you have the thermostat piece, they'll increase fan speed.
That's what the pulse width modulation stuff is.
Yeah. It was impressive.
His demonstration was great.
The dude almost
sucked his PRI badge.
Yeah, almost sucked his badge through the fan.
Almost got his own badge, yep.
Yeah, that would have been amazing.
Wrecked that fan.
He needed one of those turbo guards.
It probably would have wrecked us, because we had our faces in it.
Just get hit with a...
Just blown up part, fan bits.
We needed one of those guards from them dudes next to us that had that huge turbo there just on the backside, though, so it didn't suck your tag in.
If you do buy one of these fans, buy them now. They don't give out discounts, which is weird. You think they'd give a trade show discount?
Yeah.
They don't. But their stuff is worth paying full price for.
Yeah, he's like
it's good stuff.
It
it's
took
nice.
Exactly
small
a
company.
Month to get to me.
He's a smaller company, right?
Out of, like, New York City.
Yeah. Small company, couple, two, three guy running option or running program there.
This isn't paid for.
No.
It's good stuff.
Good products,
Because, what, brushless fans, you know how many options there really are?
Oh, there's tons.
I don't.
For brushless?
No. Google a Spahl brushless fan and see what you come up with.
Well, Spahl.
They only want to sell them on shrouds.
You can't just buy the fan.
You got to buy it on a shroud.
Yeah, most people sell them on the shroud.
That radiator I was looking at, I was going to spend $2,000 on a radiator fan and shroud.
Yep.
And like
the PWRs or whatever.
Yeah, I bet it works great. Mm. I bet it works great for 1,400 horsepower.
That's like race car stuff, right? Exactly. You don't need that.
Like, I bought an All-Star radiator.
Yep.
I bought a Speedway shroud.
Shroud.
Mm-hmm. All I had to do was take a cutoff wheel, open it up 1 inch bigger.
And it slips right on perfectly.
Delta peg fan.
Yep.
Got to wire 4 wires.
Easy.
And it's done.
Done.
And I have $800-900 in.
Yeah, that'll be...
For something that will cool
be good.
Just as well.
Yeah.
Yep.
But you can buy, there's a thing now that you can buy a Chevy Silverado brushless fan. You take the fan off the mount.
Yeah.
And you put it in this like replacement steel cage thing. I forgot who makes it. You can Google it or whatever. But those fans are $400.
Yeah.
It's like, then you got to buy a $200 shroud thing for it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like you can easily have $1,000 into a radiator and fan setup, like no problem.
If you watch the video, you can sell that.
So Delta Peg.
Delta Peg, dude.
And then we went over and seen our potential sponsor for you guys, kind of, if you do some podiums this year.
Mm. Oh, Renegade. We joined the contingency program. You pay full price for fuel. You get some podiums. You get money off. You get free fuel.
Yep.
Free product, which is dope. Because
they were giving away some fuels,
baby.
Yeah.
We got some stuff that they gave away, a bunch of like lather sprays and some fuel additive stuff.
Yeah, it was the end of the day. They were giving away gas cans too.
Yeah, we didn't see that.
They were giving away everything.
Little bastard.
Well, take it all. Yeah, that's less you got to blow back in the trailer.
Exactly. I would have put that gas can right in the back of the fucking car.
I forgot the guy's name we talked to, but he was just telling us some wild stories.
Yeah. Where did he go?
They're his stories.
Wherever he went, beheading is still legal. So that's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
It was crazy.
And then we talked to our boy over at Summit Racing.
Oh,
Russell, dude.
Shout out, Russell.
I love you.
A legend.
Definitely.
We got to have that dude on sometime.
Yes.
How insane would that be?
We have to get him to a Pro-Am event, a Pro-Am round this year, I feel like, and have him on. Like Josh said, we could try to get up in the VIP booth at the track and do him up through the
that'd be cool
up there.
We can just trailer cast.
I'm sure Russ would be fine with the trailer cast.
Just the dude is so helpful.
Such a nice guy. Yeah.
So informational. Like, if you need something, he'll look it up for you.
Yep. Like, how easy was it for you to get your stuff that we went to pick up this morning?
Dude.
We went there this morning, we walked up to the counter, the lady's like, yeah, what's the last name? And Josh says his last name, and she goes, oh, no, it's not, we can't find nothing. Josh goes, oh, I got the order number right here, pulled it up, boom,
It's even easier than that. I message Russ, give him my 5 part numbers.
Yep.
He's like, okay, one moment. It's this much money.
Would you like me to charge your card now or later?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. He has my card, which is cool. Like, yep. Charge it. Or I go to Summit, which what we did, and I paid at the counter.
Mm-hmm. Picked up a couple more things. Got this nice Summit t-shirt.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Yeah. Ooh, pocket tee. Nice. Yeah.
Put his dip can in there.
But yeah, it's so easy. Intuitive. And like, he might give you a little bit of that discount.
He'll give you a discount book.
Actually, shout out, because Drift PA, Ohio, New York, if you go through him, you get that deal. Yep. So
I don't know if we're actually allowed to say that.
I'm pretty sure we are. He tells everybody, too.
Yeah, he tells everybody.
Because the more we use it, the better the discount we get.
Yeah, he can give us better discounts. Yeah. That's what they do saying at the end of last year, too.
Or we keep that discount, I should say. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Message him. He's so nice.
Yes. Okay. So
he's helpful. So handsome.
Definitely.
He's just a good dude, and you just got to... Give him your business.
Yes.
Summit over Jags, dude.
Yes.
Homies don't let homies go to Jags, dude.
Well, homies don't let homies go to Jags. See, and homies don't let homies buy BC
clothes. Keep your opinion.
It's just we're in Ohio and we got it all.
Hey, we do. You're also talking to a big van guy over there.
They're kind of the same. I'm not gonna be like, oh, someone's got this and someone.
They both have.
I use all three because I use Speedway as well.
Oh, I forgot you have a Speedway. Yeah.
Well, no, we don't have a Speedway, Speedway is out Oklahoma or wherever they're at. Wherever.
Is that far Midwest? I didn't realize it was that far.
No, but it's just
the Speedway products are some good stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna shop whoever has it.
Oh yeah, the best deal.
It's not even the best deal. It's if you have what I need.
If it's something you want and you
agree, if it's something that I need for whatever I'm doing, it's not.
Oh, yeah, Summit's, you're going to pay a premium.
Summit's 45 minutes away, and it's always been that way. Mm-hmm. We grew up with Summit.
Yeah.
You know, I love Summit. Summit's great.
I know. I said to him this morning, I said, if I grew up out this way, I said, I'd probably be a VA guy because Summit's right down the street from everything. Like, but, you could just go buy parts on Sunday morning.
absolutely. Yeah. You know, but, like, when COVID hit, Summit wasn't the jam.
What happened to that? That probably went shit for a bit.
Well, they didn't do scratch and dent. They started pickup. It was pretty much pickup only. Yeah. Online orders, pickup only. Yeah. But the problem was... they didn't have a lot of stuff. Like not places just didn't have stuff.
Well,
you know?
No one had stuff.
But I'll tell you, Jags had stuff. Speedway had stuff that the other ones didn't have.
Right.
So you had to if you were fab and you were building stuff. That's just what you had to
do.
Which
in that time period, a lot of people were building stuff because there was nothing else to do.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was just, Summit's great though because it is the closest for us, and it's I can't tell you.
We packed it up. Plus,
you need something to do that day. You go to Summit and just browse.
You can. It's like yeah, absolutely. It's like a IKEA or something. It's like an adventure kind of thing.
Men's
yeah.
Target.
Yeah. It's cool. It used to be cooler. It used to be even better. It's getting back to what it was.
I said they did away with a lot of stuff because of COVID.
They moved and consolidated.
Condensed a lot of stuff. Yeah,
but it's still pretty. Yeah, they got a lot of stuff. It used to be more display stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm glad they brought the clearance rack back though.
There's three aisles of it right now.
Yeah, if I could have had an intake manifold.
You know what? Kiss my ass. We'll go back and find that old guy, and I'll beat him up.
Because he's still he's just waiting for the next one.
That old guy just sold that intake manifold for $700.
Easily. Easily.
Yep.
He posted that on Marketplace and gone.
Hey, wait, actually, you might want to look at Marketplace right now. Because it might be on there.
I don't need one. I have one. I was going to hook the homie up.
Oh, we might.
Back to PRI.
Packed it up after that, didn't we?
Yeah.
We did.
We then were like, we don't have a hotel for tonight.
Because we were planning on driving home.
Yeah, we were going to drive back.
And then we were tired.
We were
undecided.
It was like,
yeah.
If I'll pay for a hotel if we want to stay, but if we drive home, we drive home. And the total loss dudes were like, hey, come sleep here, dudes. It's like...
And then we ruined them with Josh's snoring as well.
And I think you should leave.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't think I've ever seen Colin laugh that hard. That was wonderful. Colin, if you're watching, you laughed
very hard. He is watching because he's a homie.
He is.
Yeah.
He's a good dude.
That was funny. It was a good night.
We were all laughing. Yeah. Yeah, we appreciate them for letting us crash there.
Yeah, it was good.
It was good.
I don't know what we were watching on TV, but... I think you should leave. It all... Is that... Oh.
Yeah, that's the...
I just remember us... Yep. Laughing a lot.
Yeah, me and you were.
Yeah, I was.
We were quite UFO'd out again.
I was definitely.
Yeah, like we watched that one Bateman movie.
Oh, the Jason Bateman, the new one.
I tried staying awake for it.
It was good.
It was weird.
Kept snoring.
I actually watched that Sunday when I got home.
The day you watched it again.
Yeah, I just like came home and just kind of hung out. I watched it again.
I think I stayed up for the whole thing, so I watched at least most of
it. I told my girlfriend that we watched it there, and she's like, you watched that without me? I was like, I didn't know that you wanted to watch. It came out that day.
Yeah. You didn't really watch it anyway. You were just like snoring.
I know what happened.
He wasn't snoring. He was dying.
I like subconsciously watched it because I don't think I was actually. I would think I was sleeping, but I wasn't sleeping. I was just laying there.
You were in a trance.
Yeah. I was, yeah. I was
that
on like
floor
a.
Was uncomfortable.
Dude, it was hard. It was
I should have slept with Colin.
It's hard. Colin.
Well, that's what you get for sleeping. Keep it be up for the two nights before. So I got to sleep on the couch with me and Adam. Got to sleep on the couch.
I would have. I probably would have went for.
I didn't even get the couch. It was like the chaise lounge end of the couch.
I was
just a little guy, so
it was hard.
Then we got up really early. We stayed the night.
Oh, the blankets came in check though.
We didn't have blankets, and they were at when we got to the Airbnb. They weren't there yet. They were like at Walmart or some shit. And Amaya was like, "Yo, do you guys need blankets?" And so Amaya hooked us up with some blankets. Those came in clutch.
Yeah, real one.
Thank you, Amaya. Yes, I still have it. It's on the chair in my living room now.
Mine is in my truck, and I'm gonna keep it on there.
Hell yeah.
I still got mine. Yeah.
So we got a little bit of sleep, and then we got up. Like what, 6 a.m. or some shit?
Early.
It's not earlier.
5:45, 5:30, something like that.
It was somewhere around 6. It was still cold.
It was still cold.
It was cold the entire time.
We got to park in the garage, too, at the Airbnb, so we had to open the garage. We all got to get in the car, and then I had to back the car out. Well, Josh didn't get in. So I backed the car out, and then he had to run and hit the button for the door and run back out and hurdle over the sensor so it didn't stop it. So we did a little driving. And then we went to Waffle House.
Oh,
did the Waffle House experience.
It was good.
That was good.
It was good, though.
It was good.
It was good.
It wasn't like what I thought it would have been.
I've only been to Waffle House like 3 times, and that was the best.
It's
got to
be the best like in the morning, right?
Well, they say it's the best when you go at 3 o'clock in the morning after you've been out drinking all night.
I feel like the food's got to be better early in the morning.
It's just because you like greasy food.
The good shift is on when like Dorothy's like...
Yep.
Ready to
She's
party.
Chipper Sunday morning.
I don't... It's
Fun
hard
fact,
to say.
I've never been to a Waffle House in my own area.
Oh, really?
We have one here, but I've never been to it.
We have one several. In Buffalo,
yeah.
I think.
I've only ever been to them outside of Ohio.
Until today.
No, it's pretty sketchy.
I don't want Waffle House.
Oh, man, there goes my life.
Yeah, we're going to lunch after this. Be jealous.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably like... brunch. Oh, it's after brunch now.
Well, then we came home and we got home and we realized we are all four the best of friends.
Yeah, it was a good time.
It was awesome.
It was fun.
We're the best three friends anybody.
We've been at this for an hour and 20 minutes. Yeah, that flew by, guys.
It did.
It was
good conversations.
And now it's time for the
questions.
Who wants to? My phone's over there, so I can't do it.
I guess Adam can get it up. He's already doing it.
I guess it's gonna be me.
My answer, me and you are mutually answering the first question.
You already answered it.
Yeah, well,
I'm an idiot.
Hey, you want to talk about that real quick?
Sure.
I'll chime in on it. You can.
No, I. It was then. It was right at that moment, and then I blocked myself because I was like.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Because I knew I'm going to.
That's what Adam said. Sorry. You can't see me if you're listening.
Yeah. I'm going to be a space cadet, and I'm just going to be like, oh, and look at it. And I'm going to be like, oh, because that's immediately what I did. I was like. Oh, I know what I just did. I know what I'm doing. And
so are we just doing all the questions or Matt questions? Or
all of them.
Just go down the list?
Start at the top.
All right, well, we're not going to start with Squiggly's because you already answered that one.
No, because they don't know
the answer. That's true.
They don't know the answer.
Kevin
Squiggly Noodle said, favorite dab consistency?
You can start.
Yeah, I answered this and said melted. Yeah. that's the best.
Which
that's,
I would very much have to agree with.
That's the best what you're going.
Kind of hard to take a dab when it's not melted. So
yeah, I'm a solventless guy, and I prefer like a.
Man, I was just talking about this the other day with somebody else. I miss the shatter days. I don't know why.
Nah.
I don't know why.
Again, this is a drifting podcast.
But yeah, melted.
You do what you want, people.
Just, yeah. It's just lifestyle choices.
Yeah.
Right, moving on. Jacob Gittins, still patiently waiting.
Brother, okay. Hold on. I know you want to be on the podcast. I want you on the podcast.
We want my you thing, on the podcast.
I want you to be at the table. I don't want to computer each other, because not saying that the bad podcasts, but I'd rather you be here.
We want to see your beautiful face.
Exactly. It loses the
authenticity.
Yeah. Well, these podcasts are what this podcast is about.
The wow factor.
Like, the ones where I'm interviewing people, that's for fun and just filler.
Mm-hmm.
This is what this is about.
Yeah.
Getting the boys together.
I think you lose the...
Like, this is just a preface to this summer. Like, this is the first trailer episode.
It's like texting. There's no emotion. Yeah, exactly. It's just like a computer screen.
Your episode on Nate's podcast, excellent.
That was a great
excellent.
Episode.
Excellent. But we want you here in the room. Yes. I want to shake your hands.
Yes.
I want you to giggle next to me.
Yeah.
As dumb as that sounds, you got to be here. Let me interview my friends on the internet. Some up and comers.
He can also give us some tips.
Yeah.
In person.
Yeah. Yes. Be nice. So I want you.
We're getting
not
there. We're getting
right
there
now.
Yeah, we're getting there, brother.
Plus, you've been on like 8 podcasts lately, including your own.
You're famous,
brother. Mm. Like,
we're nobodies.
What questions am I going to ask you that like you haven't asked yourself?
Yeah.
Or that somebody else hasn't asked him.
I know where to go with our episode. I'm not going to say anything. I know where to go, but not yet.
In due time, sir. In due time.
In due time.
Next question.
Joel Merritt, when will he ever drive again? He's talking to you, Matt.
Hopefully this season.
Sidebar, Joel, I brought your bumper today. It is in Adam's driveway.
Yeah, so
your front bumper.
I put my nuts on it.
He did.
Ooh, that's
twice.
I feel bad for your nuts. Yeah, this season.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Just I have a
return.
I have a car.
Let's go.
He's got a shell.
Yeah, I got a shell. It's got, you know, it's... 13? Yeah,
13
coupe.
Coupe, nice.
I just...
The best one.
I
don't like S chassis.
I'm fighting myself for what drivetrain I want to use. Like...
Please.
It's really hard for me to, I want to have an engine that's going to give me the same comparable performance to, like, say, Adam's car or something, you know. So it's just like, I don't want to be driving a slow car. Like, I'm not, I know how to drive.
You're all going to disagree
with
me on this.
I've driven before, but.
But hear me out. And I just talked to Josh about this the other day. I went with a buddy in Sutton, doesn't matter. VQ35. I know you're gonna hate it, but listen, because one, they are a dime a dozen. They are sub $1,000 to buy now, and they literally fit right in. They will bolt to your transmission. You can find them everywhere. They are in all sorts of Nissans. 350 besides 350Zs, like they're in G35s.
I'm gonna interrupt you. I think that's a terrible idea. You got to go with that fast food engine.
Well, my
gotta eat fresh.
This is my
at Arby's.
This is my thing. This is my thing, right? So, no matter what engine, I feel you're spending the same amount of money.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
you're gonna,
regardless. If you go with an LS, you're gonna spend that same amount of money. You go with an RB, you're gonna. It's all. 6-7
just how much
grandish, right? I have some cheaper alternatives.
EcoBoost.
It's not that.
Oh.
That has
8 cylinders, but it's and it's comparable to it's comparable.
You're not talking about no UZ.
No,
absolutely not.
No,
I count to four. So.
No, no, and it, but it's just like I thought up this idea, and basically it was just like an idea, and then I was shown some evidence that it works. Like I saw some evidence that there was one, and now I'm seeing more, and now I'm like, okay, like it's doable.
Shout out to Big Indian for posting that video.
Yeah, like that was my.
I'll ask about this after. I don't.
Yeah, that's all right.
I think I know, but
yeah. So I got some ideas, but yeah, okay. Yeah. It's basically I need the weather to not be cold.
Yeah,
because I don't have a garage at the moment. Yeah, so. So my stuff
shout
is like
out, no garage.
Yeah. Man. Well, it's not even like I don't have anywhere to work on it. I have a storage unit and it's full of all my stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's just like
that makes sense.
And I live in a crappy apartment, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's you can't.
I believe in you and
yeah, it's,
you need to come drive with us.
This season.
Yeah, it's
we want you.
Oh, yeah.
Out.
Oh, at I know.
The track.
I know.
So we
I
can
know.
We can do more of this.
Yeah.
The homie half circle.
Yeah, it'll happen. So Joel, it'll happen. You know it'll happen. Next
question.
Yeah.
Let's see. Jeffrey Quinn said, "What is your dream van build?"
Oh shit.
Nice. So the batteries died. I knew they were gonna die.
I just
winged it. We are going to continue with van. Dream van.
Dream van.
Under 30 seconds. Go.
Mid Dodge. With I don't know. Probably a 408, 416.
416.
Small block. Shorty. Small. You know, Mid Dodge, for those that don't know, is a 71 to 77.
What are you doing with this van?
I go to like van shows and stuff.
Living in it down by the river.
I don't live in it. I'm not a van lifer. I'm not into van life.
No. Just wanna.
It's all right.
Different kind of van life.
For anybody that doesn't know, the older vans, they have cool V8s in them. It's basically a muscle car bedroom. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's you can decorate it like you want it. It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool stuff. Green. I want a green van.
Hunter green.
Like the van I have now, it's just green. Only I want an older one, and it's I like, yeah.
Okay, oh,
yeah.
Perfect. Thank you. Cool.
Hey, you're welcome.
I made it easy. Everything so, it needed to be.
Yeah.
Because no offense to you, Ben, when we asked you the questions, you talked way longer than they should have been. These are just rifle answers, yeah. Dumb questions.
Ben likes to talk.
That's where I'm
we
at.
Knew that coming
he took a few
I'll
detours.
I'll talk a lot, too.
Right.
I'll talk forever.
Don't. You'll be back. You don't worry about that.
Yeah, you'll be back. Multiple times.
My wife, Rachel.
Shout out Adam's wife.
This one.
Okay.
This one's for Adam.
Yeah, Adam's lovely wife asks.
Shout out Rachel.
Adam,
yeah,
can your wife
awesome.
Get more animals or nah?
Nah.
Ooh.
We are tapped.
Can we have a different...
We have a lot.
Can we have a vote on the podcast here?
Full. No. I'm the only one that gets a vote.
Got a lot of animals.
All right, this one's for you. How the F do you take dabs? Can you create a tutorial? Just yes or no.
Who asked that?
Huh? My wife.
Yeah.
There's tutorials.
It's just science. Yeah, look it up on the internet.
Yep.
It's not that bad.
Tutorial coming soon.
But I will say, I'll give one tip. What you're using, like your
utensil.
Your utensils, your things that you're using, your rig or whatever, your pipe, what have you. The better quality piece that you're using, this goes for anything
yes.
like this. The better quality piece. The more you will enjoy what you're doing.
Agreed, 100%.
Like, there's a lot of people that like
we'll
die.
We'll keep it right there.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I don't have to That's make good. This an explicit content.
Yeah, I'm not. No, no, no. I'm just. Yeah, I'm
yeah,
leaving it real plain.
Kept it PG.
Yeah.
Ish.
No one ever asked me questions. They don't like me.
They haven't asked you a question ever. I don't.
I
think.
Really?
They don't like me. I'm the least liked on the podcast.
Huh?
Lies.
I'm okay with it.
It could. It could be directed, though.
They're just like, Austin? Who? Who's Austin?
Don't know him.
Austin?
Sorry
about that.
All right. Your brother Nick, he said, we're gonna keep this simple. We kind of already touched on it a little bit, but he said, is your Mopar powered coupe dreams worthy of chasing now, or just get a motor in the car and drive?
I think just getting the motor in, but it's, I think if I pick the right motor, I'm not gonna have to play around with something else.
Do a lot.
Like, yeah. I want to drive. I don't want to keep working on the car. So it's just like, that's why I'm like as looking for things. Possible. You know the RB works. I've already played that game. So it's just like, if I'm going to play the RB game, I'm going to go and I'm going to find a 25 and I'm going to, you know, I'm going to play that game. But it's just like, that's an expensive game. And if I play the Mopar game, it's not expensive, but it's like, I got to fit it in there.
Yeah.
Little sidebar. They sell a, what was it, Gen 3 Hemi kit for the G's and Z's.
Yes.
That already exists.
I know. They just came out. I know because I found that like the other week. I found it. So, but this is the thing.
Shane sent me that.
Like, yeah, yeah. It's just.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a direction I'm kind of going, is that direction.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Well, it's like.
It's the transmission. It's so expensive. And that one you have isn't going to work.
It does. It can work.
All right. It's
fabrication work.
Is there any more questions?
Yeah, he's got one more. He said, what have you guys seen change, good and bad, in the drift scene from early 2000s days versus now?
Ooh.
Oh.
I can't answer that one.
Wow.
When you started to when where you are now, what's something?
I don't know. Everyone builds a pro-am car after their first year of driving now, apparently.
That's been a thing for a while. What I hate is, I'm being dumb, but I hate how many drivers there are now.
There is a very abundant drivers. I guess that is one thing I can say. Like,
I hate it.
3 years ago, like, technically, this would be my fourth year, and when I started going to Matsuri events, like, tickets didn't sell out in 5 minutes, and now you have to be on the fucking ball to get a ticket.
Yeah, like the first area I went to, it was like 14 drivers.
Yeah.
And I drove the piss out of my car. Just got endless laps.
Probably ran through 2 tanks of gas.
And like this, I got the same amount of laps at a regular Matsuri weekend, but I'd rather drive for 1 day than 3.
See,
but that's like my own opinion. I can be wrong. I've been wrong before.
No, I'm with you. Mm-hmm. I would rather drive 1 day than 3 days. Like, 3 days is cool and all. It's great. But I like to do things, and I work all week, so it's just like I don't get to do some of those things that I can do on the weekend. Mm-hmm. And I have 3 day weekends. Every weekend's a 3 day weekend for me. So it's just like I like to try and get as many fun activities that I like to do in as possible. So if I can go drifting and go do something else and do some other things, I'm going to do all of them.
My perfect weekend is disc golf, regular golf, and drifting.
Maybe that's just like the boomer talking in all of us.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, but at the same time,
it's exhausting.
I'll do a whole weekend.
Three days are definitely exhausting.
I'd love a weekend, but I'm driving day one to there. Day two, I'm driving there.
Yeah,
and day three, I'm driving home.
I love that. And see,
I'm not even driving necessarily. You know, I'm just going and hanging out.
Helping out, hanging out.
But it's just like, you know, like that one weekend. I don't remember what round it was, but I don't know if you guys noticed this, but I left. Like at the end of the night, I left, and I came back in the morning. Because I had a truck in, so I was in. I left Erie and I went to a truck in Cortland, which is like 2 hours away. And I commuted back and forth, you know, just
because
it was like I wanted to do both. And that truck in's a really good, you know, a van party thing. That's just calling that. But yeah, so I like went back and forth and it was like a big old long weekend of fun, I guess. I was like, I drove a lot, though.
I've driven to 3 different states in the last 2 weeks. Like, I drove to
Connecticut
last weekend, picked up a S-52, and then Friday I drove to Maryland and picked up a T-56 with my buddy Shane, and now we're here today.
Yeah, you've been driving. Yeah, that's a lot of driving,
doing actually. Some miles on the Accord.
Wow.
Yeah.
That Accord's getting it.
You guys can answer the question, you can skip the question, but we gotta end this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's getting to be that time.
Yeah.
Thank you for watching the, what is the name? Oh, Dangerous Nights, a drifting podcast.
I'm Austin Fay.
With your host, J Money Cash Money, and my co-hosts.
Austin Fay.
Adam Bergner.
I'm out.
And we're the best drift team in the world. If you want to challenge us, don't.
You will
don't. Because I don't know who you are. And I love you. Thank you for watching. We are moist and ready.
Stay classy, San Francisco.
That's copyrighted.